Other people's problems are my problems. Can you imagine that? Other people's problems are my problems. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Other people's problems are my problems. Why do I say that other people's problems are my problems? I say other people's problems are my problems because I allow myself to be engaged in their problems. I allow myself to be interested in their problems. I allow myself to be aware of the problems of other people. And ipso facto, they are mine. No matter what I choose to say, do, or think, or act upon, if I am aware of other people's problems, I am the problem, and it belongs to me. Now, how do we say this? How can we know this? This is true. Whenever somebody comes up to you with a discussion of what worries they have, a discussion on what things they are working on, what problems they have, you are involved in their problem. And you will always be involved in the problems of the world because these are the things that we have taught ourselves to be aware of. We are aware of when a person has a headache or when a person has a pain or when a person has some problem that makes them feel unstable or unhappy. Now, have you ever thought about it? Other people's delights, other people's solutions, other people's joys, other people's happiness, other people's success, other people's marvelous experiences of the highest and best that they could know for themselves are our problem. Now you say, that's not a problem. No, that's not a problem. But that's what we do. We make their success our problem because we think we want to be more successful ourselves. We think their healthy body is our problem because we want to be more healthy ourselves. We're always equating everything in life into our own terms. We're always equating everything in life into how we would feel should we have that same experience. And we make a problem out of something that's not a problem. Other people tell us of their great successes, their great joys, their great happiness, and we right away equate that into our own attitude, our own life, our own experience. If someone says, I got a broken leg, you say, well, you don't think of yourself as having a broken leg, but no, you immediately think, how can they have that broken leg taken care of? Or how did they get that broken leg? Or how did it come about in their life? And instead of thinking their body is the temple of the living spirit, every organ, action, function of their body is whole and perfect now. Regardless of this appearance of a broken leg, it's a temporary thing. It's a very temporary thing. It goes away in a period of time, and the leg is back to usefulness again. If the leg is not properly given the opportunity to heal, if the leg isn't given the opportunity to be put straight or put in an organized way so it can heal properly, then it might heal badly. And this has happened to some people, but that's their choice because they concentrated on the problem rather than on the solution. They concentrated on, oh dear, I have a broken leg, instead of saying, oh, it's going to hurt a minute while I straighten it out and make sure that it grows back together properly. And so then the leg is straightened out and they put some sort of a bind on it to keep it straight while it's growing back again. They put a cast down there to keep it in a good condition. And you see, neither the cast, nor the straightening of the leg, nor any of the things that go into it, nor even the breaking of it, are of any importance. The only thing that is of any importance is that the leg is healing. The leg is returning to its original purity and integrity. It's returning to its wholeness. And this is the solution. This is where we want to put our attention. This is where we want to put all of our thought in all areas of our life, on the solution, on the joy. Other people's problems are my problems because I give my attention to them. I give my attention to the problem and not the solution. We think, oh, how terrible was the incident that brought that problem about. Oh, how terrible was the circumstances for these things. And those things are gone. They're over with now. Oh, they may be an ongoing experience, but the thing is, the initial step that brought it about is over now. And now we're looking at it from a different point of view. We're looking at it as something that's continuing or something that's not continuing. Are we looking at the broken leg as remaining broken, as remaining crooked, or remaining not beneficial? Well, then that's where our attention is, and that's where our experience is. Our experience does not have to be on other people's problems and making them ours. Our experiences do not even have to be on our problems. Every time anything comes up in our life, if we have the intelligence to turn our attention away from the experience itself to the solution, to the way it can be brought into right order, to the way that it can be made correct, balanced, brought back to its original purity and integrity, if we can bring our attention to that, then we do it. Now, how do we go about bringing our attention away from the problem to the solution? How do we go to do that in people's lives, in the world about us, other people's problems? We hear about the problems of other people in other worlds, in other countries, and we think how unfortunate. We think how sad. Now, our thinking how unfortunate, our thinking how unsad, how sad that is, we are the problem. It is our problem. We are cogitating on their problem. We are giving attention to their problem. Now, can we instead say, all is in divine right action now? Can we say, all is peace? Can we say, I surround you with my pure white light of life, of love. I surround you with my pure white light of love and peace and goodness and harmony and right action. I surround you. What happens when we do that? The very act, the very thought of doing that makes us leave the problem and enter into the solution and enter into the goodness. The very act of our saying, I surround you with my pure white light of love, takes us away from the problem to the solution. And then we no longer have to have other people's problems in our life. We no longer have to have our problems in our life. Should any circumstance come up in our life that we call a problem, and we dwell upon it, we think of the problem, and we worry the problem. We worry it to death, like we say. And well, how silly, how silly, how silly. Let's think of the solution and live in the solution, dwelling in the solution, knowing the solution, experiencing the solution. And while we experience the solution is ours. The solution is our joy, our experience of happiness. The solution is who we are. The solution is, what is important to us? Now, what is important to you? Is the solution at all times important to you? If it is, then you can be sure the solution is yours. Who needs the problem? We don't even need the problem as a growing experience. All we do are living our life 100% in joyous, affirmative solutions that bring about the perfect right action for us now and always. Join me in a solution experience in everything I do, in everything you do. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you. And I like you, I like you, I like you. And I love me, I love me, I love me, and I like me. Oh my, I like me, I like me, I like me. Have a lovely day.